We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, we have often had to run over Minority Leader Kirk Dowd to get things done. He's kind of notorious for being difficult to make a deal with. With the bonding bill, 25 members of his caucus left him at the urging of farm groups and greater Minnesota cities. So sometimes he's been known for getting in the way of a deal getting done rather than getting a deal done. So we felt confident that the 5 to 10 members would be there because of this past history of having so much difficulty of reaching a deal with Representative Dowd. But in the end, he was able to convince those 5 to 10 Republicans to not stick with law enforcement and to vote as a block. And every single Republican voted no on the bill.
That was the Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, Friday on the show, talking about a bill, the Safe Account Bill, which Governor Walz has proposed for $35 million, where funds included in that $35 million would be used for the protection, with the Derek Chauvin trial starting 2 weeks from today. So a pretty serious accusation from the Speaker of the House directed at the Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd. Kurt is now with us. Mr. Leader, as always, thank you so much. What is your reaction to what the Speaker of the House had to say?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you. You know, I'm disappointed. You know, she's very creative in her analysis of what's happening and what's going on. And, you know, I think what Minnesotans want is they want Republicans and Democrats to work together in St. Paul, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, she was dishonest in saying that she had reached out to me a number of times or spoken to me a number of times, however she said it. That's just not true. I called her the night before that vote. I think it was last Wednesday night. She seemed really disinterested, didn't have any information about whether they were going to vote on the bill the next day or not. And then she called me at 2 o'clock and said, well, we're going to put up the same bill with no changes and we don't want any input from you, but we'd like you to vote for it. You know, and I'm sure she finds herself in really uncomfortable, uncharted territory where I have laid out what I think is the most reasonable position, and the Star Tribune has actually endorsed my position and are speaking out against her position, which by the way, she still can't get off the House floor. And I'm sure that's really uncomfortable territory, but we're not going to solve this problem by just going to her fallback, which is always to blame the other party. At some point, you got to take responsibility for your own actions.
On her specific accusation, though, that she had been told she had 5 to 10 Republicans, which she needed to pass the bill, and you went to those Republicans and they changed their vote. Is that correct?
Not true. I mean, we caucused at 3 o'clock. We went to session at 3:30. She told us at 2 o'clock they were going to bring the bill up. That's all the advance notice or head start that we had on even knowing that they were bringing the bill to the floor. So now I don't know if folks had talked to my members and my members had said, you know, yeah, we might vote for it. Or I don't know what those conversations were, but when we went into caucus, the caucus was pretty locked down solid that our idea was better. And I think we got validation that our idea was better when the Star Tribune editorial board endorsed our position over the weekend. Right. So, you know, our caucus just, and it's not that their bill isn't totally right. I mean, there are some things in it we do like. We don't like that they're adding in unrelated language and trying to use this as an opportunity to get some reforms in place. We wish that it was just the funding, and we hope that we can get to that point.
What type of dialogue have you had with the speaker from the point she made those comments on the show Friday where you disagreed?
Well, you know, I sent her some text messages basically that day just saying I'm incredibly disappointed in the things that she said. And you know, when she pushed back, I just said, you know, Melissa, I think that at the end of the day, you missed an opportunity this week. I sent this last week, so it meant last week. You missed an opportunity to reach across the aisle and work together. And I said that in that radio interview, you missed an opportunity to turn down the tone and tenor and create an environment where people are going to want to work together. So I think she just missed those opportunities. And you know what? Enough said. I'm a big boy, and you know, the reality is we've got to work together. So I don't really care all that much. She can spin however she wants. The facts still remain the same that her position, she can't get off of the House floor. She can't even get enough votes to pass it. And the Star Tribune is endorsing mine as the most reasonable, most bipartisan, and the position we should use.
So from now on, are you saying you are in lockstep with the Star Tribune editorial?
You know, I'll say it's uncharted territory for all of us. You know, I am often critical of the things that the Star Tribune prints and says, and obviously they're more left-leaning, I think, than most Minnesotans are. They're not as kind of middle of the road. But we do have times, and we've had many times in the past where they have agreed with us, you know, teacher licensure. There's a bunch of other areas where they have endorsed our positions. But I'll say that this headline they had on I think it was Saturday, was probably the best headline for us that I've ever seen. It basically just says House Republicans have the best position on the SAFE Act, and others should work with them to get this done. So, you know, we appreciate their endorsement. I have taken a little different position this session. I have said, you know what, I'm going to be the one who, and I have more experience than the other leaders. So I decided that in order for me to use my talents in a way that I thought was productive, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and just try to find the solutions that really solve the problems and do the right thing. And I'm going to try to work with whoever wants to work with me to get the job done. And so that's what I'm doing. And this I think, is a great affirmation of that.
I want to get to the governor's letter, which he wrote to all of you today in leadership. But I want to stay with this part again. Kurt Dowd, the minority leader, is with us on the bill for funding related to the Chauvin trial, which starts 2 weeks from today. She does not have all of her Democrats on board. If the speaker did, this would pass. What does she need to adjust in this bill where 5, 10, 15, 20, however many Republicans might change, where it would pass, and then you're being realistic, and you know she'll still retain the majority of her Democrats?
Well, I think they need to get rid of the this Mariani language, and not that they shouldn't pass it or that we shouldn't pass it. We just don't feel like it should be part of this bill. So it's some law enforcement reform language, model policy, whatever, you know, accounting and or accountability and reporting language, which is fine. But run that through as a separate bill and let's have hearings about it. Let's talk about it. Let's not use it as an opportunity to kind of delay and gum up this funding that, you know, we know is needed for this trial that is, you know, just.
So let me just jump and ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I think what some Democrats might say is the reason why they're adding it to this one is they don't think it will pass separately and that this is their best chance to get it done. So if we have hearings and it's discussed, is it really going to get Republicans to vote for it down the line?
Well, I think they have enough votes to pass this language out of the House by itself. The interesting thing is, you know, if we were kind of in a conference committee right now, anything is eligible for conference committee that passes one body or the other. And if you can't get enough votes to pass that language out of one body, it has no place in conference committee. And kind of holding other things hostage to try to get it is not appropriate. So I would ask them, you know, they can pass it on their own. The reason they don't have votes on this particular bill is they have some kind of more progressive members from Minneapolis and St. Paul that don't want to vote for any law enforcement funding whatsoever. And there's probably 8 or 10 of those. And then they've got some people probably on the fringe of that who will vote for the law enforcement funding if they have language like this in it. Well, take all those members out, add in the 59 of us, and all of a sudden you've got a bill that can pass if you take that language out with 110 plus votes. So, you know, that's the way to put a bipartisan bill together, not to try to, you know, and I think she actually brought up the bill on Thursday just so we would vote against it, so that she could say that we don't support law enforcement, which is just foolish. Nobody believes that.
Let me read part of what the governor said in a letter to you, the speaker, Senator Gazelka, and Senator Kent, the minority leader in the Senate. I am encouraged by the verbal mutual aid agreements that we were made aware of, and I'm hopeful that these agreements will be solidified so as to implement the plan that has been developed over the past weeks and months. While I acknowledge some of these agreements may have come expecting the SAFE account to be in place, I am hopeful these commitments will come through. You could send a strong message to local law enforcement agencies to come to the aid of neighboring communities that the state supports their commitment to the safety of all Minnesotans by continued work in good faith on a compromise in the coming days. So the governor is stressing the timeline and how important this is. What role would you like to see him play, and can he be a direct influence in coming up with a compromise?
Well, you know, I guess I'd like to have him voice some support for his original bill, which is very close to the position that we've put forward, and just say, you know what, let's drop all the other stuff and pass this. In the paragraph prior to the one that you read, he's basically saying, you know what, I've got to put this on your laps right now. I don't have time for my commissioners to testify in committee and to participate and to try to twist arms to get this done anymore. So really, legislature, this is on you. Yeah. You get it done. And you know, I'll obviously sign it, but we've got to start working to make sure that people are safe when this trial starts now. And so I don't know that he's going to play a very strong role. I think that probably is a little strategic, because just in the same way that the Democrats in the House are having trouble getting this bill out, I think it creates a political wedge for the governor from some of his supporters as well. So I think this is his way of distancing himself from that wing of the Democratic Party that doesn't want more money for law enforcement.
Yeah, he flat out says, in talking about all the time that they've spent, the countless hours in testifying community in committee and communicating with legislators, they no longer have time to do both. So bottom line, and I'll let you go after this, this trial is going to start 2 weeks from today, and we have no idea how many people may show. It may be very peaceful, but we don't know that. There could be unrest.
Right.
We don't know the direction of the trial. Can people who live and work in that area and people around the state, can they feel confident today, or should they feel confident today, that that money will be available, whatever is necessary for law enforcement?
Yes, they should. And you know, I think it would be helpful, too, if folks from the public would reach out to their legislators and say, you know what, time is of the essence here. Pass a clean bill. Just send some funding so that local law enforcement agencies that respond at Minneapolis's request can get reimbursed, and Minneapolis will know that they've got some support coming in to aid them as this trial starts. So please reach out.
If the money isn't there, will all these folks still be able to show up? Are they going to need the money out front before this starts?
We still plan to pass it. I'm still hopeful we can pass it. The four leaders are meeting tomorrow again at 2 o'clock to discuss this. I think we're all working on our own contingency plans, but you know, I'm hopeful we can get it passed. If we don't, we still have the State Patrol and the National Guard who will be responding, and the governor's already called up, and I know the National Guard's already training for this. So I think people can understand that the governor's not going to sit on his hands for 4 days this time, that he's going to react a little bit quicker, and hopefully we're going to have a response, even if we don't have this money to help neighboring police departments. And I assume they're still going to send in officers regardless, because Minneapolis is going to need the help.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.